Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, we'll be listening to highlights from the first concert of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra's 2015-2016 series, recorded at the Kirkland Performance Center last month. It's the first of two centenary celebrations by the SRJO this year. This one is for Frank Sinatra, who was born 100 years ago this December. And the second celebration concert will honor composer Billy Strayhorn in November. Frank Sinatra was undeniably one of the most popular singers of his time, and certainly one of the most memorable and influential. Count Basie led one of the swinginest bands of the mid-century and is one of the most highly regarded big bands ever. They made three albums together, their first, Sinatra Basie, 1962, followed by It Might As Well Be Swing, 1964, and finally, Sinatra at the Sands, a live album recorded at the Las Vegas Club in 1966. Much of the music on this Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra concert is drawn from these three albums, and singer Danny Quintero will be in the role of Frank Sinatra. Danny will be joining the band a little later, but to begin, here is the SRJO, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, playing a tune from the album Basie Land. According to Clarence A. Cox, this tune by Billy Byers was mislabeled on the album as Rabble Rouser. The correct title is Brand X.
Thomas Mario on trumpet. Mark Taylor on tenor sax. It's good to see you all, at least the ones that I can see from the stage. Thank you very much for coming to support us. We're doing Basie and Sinatra. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? We'll talk about Sinatra a little later on, but this next piece is an arrangement that was recorded on Sinatra Live at the Sands. This is the instrumental portion of the evening, and it was a club setting. It was, and people were drinking and chit-chatting and talking and doing all kind of stuff. So bass used to start off real soft, and then you'd hear this.
Randy Halberstadt on the piano. We'd like to continue on now with some more from the Count Basie Orchestra. This was written in 1963 by our own favorite son here in the Seattle area, Quincy Delight Jones. Quincy Jones. Recorded on the album Little Old Groovemaker, and it actually featured the great Buddy Catlett on bass for that album. Yes, many of you remember him. He was a member of this band early on. He did many, many concerts with us, and we cherish his memory. We hope you enjoy this rendition of Count'em, Count'em. Thank you.
Jay Thomas on trumpet. Dan Marcus on trombone. Randy Halberstadt on piano. And last and certainly not least, Mr. Travis Ranney on tenor sax.
You're listening to a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, featuring the music of Frank Sinatra and Count Basie. It might as well be swing. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Once again, here's co-director Clarence A. Cox.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce to you a man who has studied the music of Nat Cole, Tony Bennett, all the Rat Pack performers, but in this particular case, we're dealing strictly with Sinatra. This man has studied all the Sinatra songs. He did his first live performance with a band at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant, and he has taken off and done well for himself. So I want you to welcome him as I introduce to you Mr. Danny Quintero.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. And the moon may be high, maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear. What a band, huh? I'd like to thank you all for being here. It is such a treat and such an honor to play with such a prestigious band. Let's do a tune, another one from Sinatra at the Sands, a really famous one called I've Got You Under My Skin.
Got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I have tried so not to give in, and I've said to myself this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warming voice comes in the night. It repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, step up, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Run for cover. Run and hide, baby. They're coming. I would sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night. It repeats. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. Because I've got you under my skin. Yeah, you grabbed me under my skin. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Scott Brown on the trombone. Danny Quintero.
He'll be back a little later on. Danny Quintero.
Thank you so much. So we are playing all kinds of Basie from all different periods, and one of our very favorite periods is those mid-1950s, when we call it the second iteration of the Basie band, when they came back with great saxophonist Frank Foster in the band. And Frank Foster was a writer, and he wrote this next piece. In fact, it's really one of the most famous of the pieces in the Basie book, and I'm sure you'll recognize Shiny Stockings. Shiny Stockings. Thomas Marriott on the solo trumpet. How about a hand for Andy Omdahl on the lead trumpet? Andy Omdahl. Clarence Acox on the drums. Randy Halberstadt on piano. Phil Sparks on bass. Milo Peterson on the rhythm guitar. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
You're listening to highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Once again, here's co-director Michael Brockman.
We continue now with a piece that we recorded not too long ago on our latest compact disc, and it's the Kansas City Suite, written by the great Benny Carter. 10 different pieces that were written by him, recorded by the Basie Orchestra. This next piece was written as a tribute to the wife of Count Basie, Catherine. This song is titled Katie Do.
How about for Jay Thomas on trumpet? Mark Taylor on tenor sax. Before we introduce our guest artists, I'd just like to announce that we do have a gentleman in the band that played with Frank Sinatra, and that's Bill Anthony on trombone, right there in the middle of the trombone section. And now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we're going to bring to the stage, put your hands together and welcome Mr. Danny Quintero.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This was a beautiful tune done at Sinatra at the Sands, that wonderful recording as we all know it to be, written by Ruby Bloom in 1938. Michael Brockman, didn't you transcribe this chart?
I did, yes, I did.
Okay. Stop and cling to some losing thing that used to be. If you can't forgive, don't you worry about me. They're so wonderful, so wonderful. Thank you all very much.
Danny Quintero. And now off that same album, we're very pleased to present a really fun one that we know that you will all recognize, Get Me to the Church on Time.
It is Sunday.
Danny just got married.
I did get married,
yes. Get to the church on time?
Yeah. Absolutely. I got a heckler in the back.
One,
I love you, sir.
One, two.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. We'll have a whopper, pull out the stopper, get me to the church on time. I've got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Pull out a compass, kick up a rumpus, get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, out the door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding, ding, dong, they're gonna chime. Girls, come and kiss me, show that you'll miss me. Get me to the church, get me to the church. For Pete's sakes, get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, out the door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding, ding, dong, they're gonna chime. Girls, come and kiss me, show that you'll miss me. Get me to the church, get me to the church. For Pete's sakes, get me to the church. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Danny Quintero. Travis Randy on the tenor saxophone. Andy Omdahl on the lead trumpet. Andy Omdahl. Well, we are going to close out our concert today with one of our favorites from the Basie Band, recorded on several different albums, but we hope you enjoy this early version of Corner Pocket. It has been our great pleasure to be with you this afternoon, and we do invite you back for that November 8th celebration of Billy Strayhorn. And thank you again for being here today. Here's Corner Pocket. Thank you. Michael Van Bever on the trumpet, Travis Franny on the tenor saxophone, Tom Marriott on the trumpet, Randy Halberstadt on the piano, Bill Sparks on bass, Milo Peterson on the guitar, Clarence Acox on the drums, and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Let's have a hand again for Danny Quintero. Let's get Danny back out here to thank you.
Concluding these highlights from the concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, it might as well be swing, celebrating the music of Frank Sinatra and Count Basie together. This concert has concluded with a piece called Corner Pocket, written by Freddie Green, great rhythm guitarist from the Basie Band for many, many years. Our thanks to the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra members and the co-directors Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Hope you've enjoyed this salute to Sinatra and Basie. The next concert with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is November 7th, 8th, and 9th, when they'll be celebrating another centenary, the 100th anniversary of the birth of Billy Strayhorn, Duke Ellington's right-hand man who contributed so many hits to the Ellington Orchestra. As a matter of fact, there are a number of celebrations of Billy Strayhorn in addition to the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, 7th, 8th, and 9th of November. There's Brad Lynn's Strayhorn Group, four soprano saxophones, and Michael Brockman and Randy Halberstadt in duo and Strayhorn favorites. That'll be at the Chapel Performance Space at the Good Shepherd Center tomorrow, November 2nd. Also, the author of Lush Life, a biography of Billy Strayhorn, David Hydrow, is going to be in town, and he's going to be doing some readings and also introducing some of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra concerts. For more information on the SRJO, you can see their website at srjo.org. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Want to mention some other events going on in connection with the Earshot Jazz Festival. Tonight at the Seattle Art Museum's Pletcheff Auditorium at 8 p.m., Andy Clausen's Shutter Project is a combination of photography and jazz. Garfield High School Jazz Band is playing at the Triple Door on Tuesday night. The Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra plays at the Triple Door Wednesday and will have as guest artist at that time guitarist Mimi Fox. The Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra will also present the world premiere of the organization's prize-winning competition for women composers. Nelda Swigert's new piece of music, Cats, is going to be premiered at that concert. There are also songs of Nihonmachi with Paul Kikuchi on Thursday at the Panama Hotel, his reimagined versions of popular songs of Seattle's Japantown pre-World War II. Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey and Skerrick on Thursday at the Royal Room. Art Landy Quartet is going to be playing Reunited at the Poncho Concert Hall at the Cornish College of the Arts on Friday night. And Ed Reed and Anton Schwartz will be at Tula's next Friday and Saturday as they reimagine Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane, their beautiful album of ballads that they did together, Friday and Saturday nights at Tula's. Lots of good stuff coming up. For more information on that, see the website at earshot.org. Also this coming week at Jazz Alley, Tuesday and Wednesday, Eric Alexander and Harold Mayburn Quartet will be playing. Great group. And Take Six, the vocal group, is going to be in the rest of next week, Thursday through Sunday. Here's a little music from Eric Alexander on tenor sax with his group, including Harold Mayburn, his former mentor, now sideman, John Weber on bass, Joe Farnsworth on drums. And we'll hear a bit of a piece which was written by Eric Alexander, celebrating another great Chicago tenor saxophonist. This is a tune titled Eddie Harris. Thank you. That's Eddie Harris, a tune that was composed by Eric Alexander, the tenor saxophonist, heard here with the quartet, which includes the great Harold Mayburn on piano, John Weber bass, and Joe Farnsworth at the drums. Eric Alexander Quartet with Harold Mayburn is going to be playing at Demetrio's Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. And that wraps up our Jazz Northwest for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed the music here with us. And stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next with The Art of Jazz. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia, 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, 89.3, and KPLK Cedro Woolley, 88.9. And streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific.